Welcome, cherished ladies, to another week of Cherished Conversations. We're so glad you're joining us today. And I'm filling in for Pastor Leanne. So I'm Pastor Becky. So surprise, I'm here. And I'm here with the most beautiful friend from our North Campus, Miss Amy Yusey. Give everyone a wave.
Good morning, everyone.
So I'm so excited to be with you, cherished ladies. I hope you had so much fun at your cherished parties. I know I did, and we just had the best time. So, but we're here and we're back. So this morning we're going to be tackling a topic that I think is really prevalent. It always has been prevalent, but even now more than ever. And we are going to be tackling the topics of overcoming labels.
Yeah.
How many of us enjoy being labeled? Yeah, no.
No.
We don't like it. So, but everyone, we are so quick to label, so I'm not casting stones. We even label. It's just like in our culture, we label everyone. And I know it's a really hot topic right now, and it's a hot topic for you, and a trigger. It's been a trigger for you,
yes,
in the past.
And so,
before we kind of dive into your story, which is really a beautiful story of God just restoring, let's talk about just some of the labels. Let's just throw out some labels so the girls kind of know, like, oh my gosh, that's me, I do that, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, so good. I think really if you think about labels, there's so many of them. You've got ADHD going around. You've got
yes.
People think that they're stupid. Oh, I'm just not good enough. I'm not lovable. I just am angry because I get angry. Like,
yeah.
There's so many labels.
Yeah.
It's just, like you said, our society is filled with them, unfortunately.
Yes.
And I would encourage you, if you're sitting there right now and you're thinking, I don't really think I have any labels, think about this. When you stop and you're about to do something big for the first time, maybe it's something outside of your comfort zone, what voices scream the loudest in your head?
Wow.
Is it, you're just never going to be successful? Is it, I'm just too fat?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, I'm not lovable?
Mm-hmm.
What are those words? Because oftentimes those words that scream in your head are number one, it's the enemy, number one. Number two, they're the labels that either you've put on yourself or other people have put on you, whether
right.
they're doctors or experts. I mean,
yes.
there's so many different types. And really, I do actually think that labels come from three different sources.
Wow.
Number one, it comes from your family or yourself.
Yep.
So like there are kids that grew up and their dad always said, you're stupid. You're not good enough. You're not lovable. You know, and then there are the ones that you put on yourself from situations.
Mm-hmm.
The second type of label I really feel is out there is ones placed on you by experts and doctors.
Yes.
Diagnoses.
Yep.
And sometimes those are some of the hardest to overcome.
Because they're a doctor. They've gone to school to make sure they diagnose you properly.
Exactly. You know, I must listen to the doctor.
Right.
And I grew up in a family where we always listened to the doctor, so to speak. And those ones are hefty ones.
Is there the third? You said there was
the third one. So you've got the ones by your family and yourself. You've got the ones by doctors and experts. And then you've got the ones from just random people.
Yeah.
You know, friends in our lives or just, you know, teachers or anyone that might be in somewhat semblance of authority.
Yeah. So a couple that are coming to mind, and we don't necessarily think like this is labeled, but we label ourselves. We say, I'm divorced.
Mm-hmm.
You have to check a box what you are. Like, you carry that label of divorce. You're not divorced, you're actually single.
It's
like,
true.
Waiting for God to do a brand new thing in your life. You know, so being, you know, I'm divorced and I'm just shy,
No,
you're not. God did not give you a spirit of timidity.
Yeah.
My daughter, who's the most outgoing, like, performer of all time, just sometimes she'll just tell me, like, Mom, I'm just shy. I'm like, you are not shy. You are bold. You are confident. You are amazing. You know, it's like, so even though she actually is not shy, she is tempted in times where she feels uncomfortable to put that label on herself as an excuse to not have to do something she knows she needs to step out in courage and boldness to do. So it's just so interesting all the different ways labels come at us. And I think, too, even just, you know, watching TV, girls especially, looking at magazines, the labels, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough. No one actually maybe even told you that, but you're comparing yourself to an image, and you have now defined yourself as unattractive, not pretty enough, not beautiful, this and that. So it's just so interesting, and we have to be really aware so the enemy never gets a foothold in those areas of our life where we believed a lie. So tell us about your story, beautiful Amy.
Before I do that,
yes.
I want to step back for a second. What you said was brilliant when you said that your daughter would say that. But I mean, let's be real here, because we can, as moms, because I have two little ones, I have a 3 and a 5-year-old, I'm in the thick of it, people. Mm-hmm. And we could lean into that and say, oh no, you know, you're okay, you're fine, or you can, yeah. but you actually speak a spirit of boldness over her.
Yes.
And I think that's so important for us as moms to remember yeah. too, that when our kids say something and you know that's not your child, or even if your child hasn't been that way, mm-hmm. speak the other.
Yeah.
Speak the other into them. And I think it's just brilliant.
You have to.
I had to step back to that because that was so good.
Yeah. Well, you have to. I know with my kids, we did declarations on the way to school every day. Like, mm. I am bold. I am courageous. I am a leader. I'm not a follower. I'm above and not beneath. And so they would do these declarations every day. And I'm not kidding you. Everyone tells me, they're like, we'll have guest pastors come in and they'll say, I've never seen this. I've never seen all 3 children be leaders.
Wow.
And they're like, that is so uncommon.
Wow.
But I think we've just like healthy brainwash.
Good.
But it's God declarations.
Yeah.
We've spoke over their lives from day one and they believe it about themselves. So it's just really amazing.
I want a copy of those, please.
Okay,
let me learn from someone who's
Absolutely.
Already been there.
Absolutely. So tell us your story, beautiful Amy.
All right. So, well, for me, when I was 5 years old, I was actually diagnosed with dyslexia. And
dyslexia. Wow.
What that okay. means is I was reading and writing and everything was upside down and backwards pretty much.
Wow.
So it wasn't just I was reading wrong. I was actually writing my name. My name's spelled differently. It's A-I-M-E-E, but I was spelling it E-E-M-I-A. And
wow.
saw nothing wrong with it. So my mom took me
but
to
But you saw it correctly on the paper. Wow.
And she, you know, I got diagnosed from a doctor, from an expert. And they unfortunately told me, and this was when I was 5 years old, so at the very beginning of my life, I was told that I would never read past a 6th grade level, to pretty much not even try. So they were kind of like, that's sorry.
Doctors don't do that.
Exactly, exactly. But fortunately, I have a mom who was like, no, not my daughter. I'm not going to take
on.
That. Sorry. We're going to fix this. We're going to figure out a way. You know, we can do all things through God who strengthens
yes.
us.
Amen.
Right? So she went out and she found the programs that she needed to find. They put me in 10 million different things to overcome that. And by the time I was in 6th grade, I was reading and spelling at a college level.
Come on. Can we hear the applause, ladies?
So
that's amazing.
It was a lot of hard work, though. It was not like it was one day you're not able to read, and one day it was a lot of hard work.
Wow.
And I'd love to say that those labels, because I overcame that label, that it like disappeared forever, mm-hmm. but it didn't. I fought those labels, I mean, for 41 years pretty much.
Wow.
You know, I mean, for my entire life, I have fought those labels, and some have come back, and then you refight them, you kick them out, you get rid of them
yep.
again, because
yep.
it's kind of almost like God reveals deeper layers, and you're like, mm-hmm. ah, I thought that root was gone. Guess
right.
it's still there a little bit. Let's mm-hmm. let's pull that one out. All right.
And deal with it quickly.
Yes.
Don't let its roots go deep. You got it.
Yes.
The second, because the Bible says, take every thought captive.
Yes.
And so the second that thought comes in, is that a God thought, or is that a thought from the enemy, and you've got to like recognize that very quickly so it does not take root and have a foothold in your life, and
so
you just
good.
Cast that thought out and declare what the scripture says over
yep.
you.
It's true.
Wow. So that's amazing. What an accomplishment, though. Like, that's incredible. Reading at a college level in sixth
Thank
grade.
You. Thank you.
That's why I think we have to be so careful when we put labels on people, because if she didn't have
yeah.
her mom reinforcing God's promises, God's ability, God's power
yep.
in your life to work a miracle and to overcome, imagine you would have believed
oh.
that about yourself and you wouldn't even have tried.
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't, why would you even try?
No.
Well, this will never happen. You see why people can get stuck
yeah.
and not ever rise above these labels, because if you don't have anyone telling you the truth and telling you what God says about you,
yeah.
that all things are possible, you can take that as your truth
yeah.
and live under your truth, which is a lie,
yeah.
your entire life. That's why we've got to break the power of these labels
yeah.
over our lives, ladies. Wow. So tell us, what do you think about, why do you think the enemy uses labels, especially on his daughters? I mean, everybody is susceptible to this, but why do you think the enemy is so relentless at using labels to attack his daughters?
I really feel strongly that it's intimidation. And
yeah.
it's a fear tactic.
Yeah.
It's a tactic to keep you from reaching your destiny. Because if you're underneath a label puts a ceiling on your life.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you have a challenge, you have 2 different things. You can have a label or a challenge.
Wow.
A challenge you can overcome. Because it's just a hurdle. in yeah. your walk. It's just a hurdle right. along your journey. Whereas a label puts an immediate ceiling over your life and you're mm-hmm. stuck there. You keep bumping your head up against it.
Right.
And it, like sooner or later, you really believe that label.
Yeah.
And you can't get past that label unless you really take the steps to let God free from those things.
Right.
But it's really to keep you out of your calling and destiny, because if the enemy can keep you burdened, if he can keep you in bondage from those labels, then you're not going to reach the calling and destiny that mm-hmm. God put you here on this earth to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single person has a calling and destiny and something special that only they can do in this life.
Yeah.
And they're not going to reach it if they've got all these things that are keeping them tied down, so to speak.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is kind of veering a little bit off topic, but it's like labels can also be kind of like belief systems, like banners you live under. Like, you know, I have dyslexia, I'm rejected, I'm this, I'm that. But this thing that just keeps I just keep hearing in my spirit is even the label of poverty.
Mm.
Like the so declarations like, yeah. we'll never have enough. We'll always be on welfare. We'll never own a home.
Yeah.
So those, I think, are, whether we want to identify those as labels, but they're the banners we put over our life to live sure. under. And if the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you're never going to get off welfare, you're not, because why would you even try if
yeah.
that's what you believe? If you think you're never going to own a home, you're not going to call the loan officer to see what you could qualify for. You're never going to try to save that down payment.
Sure.
You're never going to try to do this because you have believed a lie, put a banner over your life that you'll never own a home. So if you actually believe, so it's like that verse becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. As man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if I think I'm always going to be poor, I will be.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says you will be. So what are you declaring over your life?
Yeah.
Like, what banners have you lived under that do not align with the Word of
yeah.
God? What does the Word of God say about you? Believe that. We've got to get rid of those ungodly belief systems, those limiting things, those ceilings
yeah.
that you were talking about, and start declaring what God says about us. Because the Word of God is for everyone. And God wants all of us to prosper. God wants all to live
yeah.
free. God wants us to have the immeasurably more life. And you're not the exclusion. He wants you to have the immeasurably more life as well. So, yeah, it's just those banners we live under. We don't even recognize
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. And
you
even
know?
They become excuses sometimes, too.
100%.
Even this last year, I had a business coach that was, you know, like, I kind of started to use the dyslexia. And I brought it up. I was like, oh, well, I just have struggled with this and that. And they're like, no. They're like, what ceiling are you living under now? And you're bringing that up and using that as a crutch. Here I thought I got
wow.
rid of that label like years
good
ago.
Good for that person. Well
and
done, coach.
It was just smashed right back in my face. And I was like, ah, oh, okay, yes. And, you know, it's just always about changing your language, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you had said earlier, like, I am this, I am that. Well, no, I say instead mm-hmm. of, I used to say, I am dyslexic. I have
ooh,
auditory processing this disorder. Instead, now I say, I have struggled with dyslexia, because struggling with something,
yes.
you can overcome it. There's not a
wow.
ceiling.
Wait, say that again. Can you remember what you just said? Because
yes.
that was brilliant. Say it again. Say it again. You need to hear it again, ladies.
So I, instead of saying, I am this, I say, I have struggled with dyslexia. I have struggled with my weight. I have struggled with fear and rejection.
Mm-hmm.
I have struggled with not feeling like I'm good enough.
Wow.
I have struggled with those things, because when you struggle with something, you can win and you can overcome.
Oh
and
my
it's
gosh.
God helps you overcome.
So brilliant.
So it's just,
yes.
it's just a total
don't
mind
shift.
Don't own
your label. Do not own it. Even if people want to keep putting it on you, do not own it. That's so brilliant, because the Bible says that we need to be, it says, what is it? In Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true,
yes,
boom, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whether things are praiseworthy, whether things are lovely, whether things are a good report, meditate on those
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And so we need to be meditating on the right things and not owning
yeah.
those labels, not owning those disabilities, not owning that sickness. Because if you want to own it,
yeah.
God's not going to forcefully take it from you.
It's true.
So if you're like, no, I'm sick, but I'm sick. And then you pray for them. They're like, well, I have cancer. You know, and I'm not minimizing how that must feel, but
yeah.
it's like, but God isn't going to forcefully take something that you want to continually own and call yourself.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure we don't own it.
Yep.
And admit that it is a challenge for you right now, but you, what is then finish with the God thought, whatever things are true, noble,
yeah.
lovely, praiseworthy. you finish with what God says. God says in his word that all things are possible. God says in his word that I am an overcomer. God says in his word that I don't have a spirit of fear or timidity. I am bold. I am courageous. So you always have to finish on the God thought.
So good.
I think if you have to admit there's a struggle, remind yourself, what does God say? Yep. What does God say? Know the word of God so you can combat the lies of the enemy.
That's so good. And even on the sickness part, it reminds me of Pastor Jurgen used to tell a story about this one woman who had thyroid cancer, and I believe she was a pastor, and she, instead of owning it, she stood in front of the mirror and she called her body whole, and she read those verses, she said those things over Amen. Herself every single day, and then she was healed. So it's a process. It's all a process.
Amen. Amen. I'm loving your story, beautiful Amy. So do you think, I'm looking at the time, do you think we should kind of go through your steps?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's
and if
do
we
this.
Have time, we can go back Let's and do we can this. Talk about other stuff. But because I am like, I'm all about practical. So we can talk about this, but then like if you don't feel equipped with, oh my gosh, I do that. I've labeled myself. I've lived under limiting banners. I've lived under ceilings. I've owned my issues instead of, you know, just acknowledge they're a challenge right now and that I can overcome. Give the ladies steps that can help them get breakthrough. Like, you've got breakthrough in this area. Yeah. So share with the girls what you did to get breakthrough, to overcome these labels and banners you lived under.
Okay.
The takeaway.
You guys will have it really easy because it took me 41 years. This was not broken into steps for me. I found this the hard way. But when I was praying about speaking to you all today, the Lord just dropped it in. He's like, okay, well, this is what you did, and here's the 5 steps.
I'm wow. Like, oh. So you're welcome, everyone.
Why couldn't I have
she
this?
She had to walk through this for 41 years. You get it for free right now. Yeah.
All right.
Tell us.
So step number one is recognize. So like I said earlier, locate yourself. Think about when you're doing something big, when you're doing something out of your comfort zone, what voices scream the loudest, because those are the labels that you've been fighting. So because those come up whenever you're about to do something big, something that God has for you, right? Mm-hmm. We already talked about the 3 different types of labels. So recognize where those labels came from. Did it come from family? Did it come from a doctor and diagnosis? Or did it come from friends? Or did it come from bullies at school? Or did it come
or
from
yourself?
Whoever it was, figure it out who and where it came from. Then the next thing after you recognize that you have these labels that you're living underneath, you then have to go into repent and reframe. Mm-hmm. So repenting, you know, asking God, you know, to forgive you, repenting of them, breaking those ties, breaking those ceilings, breaking the bondages, breaking the chains, break them off, because the Lord says you can pray over yourself. Pray over yourself. Do a little mini deliverance session with yourself right now at home and get yourself delivered from those things. Mm-hmm. So then you have to reframe. Like I was saying earlier, you know, I don't have dyslexia. I've struggled with dyslexia. Mm-hmm. So then you have to change your language.
Right.
I am not fat. I have struggled with my weight. Mm-hmm. I am not stupid. I am smart. What does the Bible say about me? Go through and reframe everything. Then after you repent and reframe, you replace it. So that's where you actually have to go in here.
Yeah. The Bible.
And literally write down a little 3 or 5 cards. All the verses that are the exact opposite of whatever it is you've been struggling with. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, where I know the plans that I have you, they are good. They're, you know, I paraphrase.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
You find and research, and you know what? You can actually have a little cheat right here. You can search into Google, top verses against
fear. I do that all the time.
And it will give you a little, and it'll right there. Yeah. You know, top verses against poverty mentality, top verses against sickness. And find them, look them up, highlight them in your Bible, and write them on little 3x5 cards and put them everywhere until you have those internalized and you know them.
Yeah.
So after you replace them, then it's time to wage war in your head. This is the hard part. This is the part that you may be doing this 50 times a day, 20 times a day. It depends on how deep-seated those labels are. Yep. But I'll tell you that it has taken me a lot of time sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, the thoughts will come in like, you're not good enough. You know, you're never going to be this. You're never going to be, people don't like you. Just the stupidest of things that you know that it's the enemy, because it's not, is that a God thought or is that enemy thought?
It's not in alignment with the word of
God. Not a God thought. Right. So then I have to kick it out of my head. So what you had said earlier, taking thoughts captive. Mm-hmm. Let's think about taking something captive real quick. So if I were to take you captive right now, I would have like kept up. I would know. Let's not, because she would probably win. With your background, I think you would win on that one.
I used to be a probation officer with violent sex offenders. Don't mess with me.
Yeah, I would not mess with her. No. So if I were to take you captive, though, I'd like literally have to wrestle you to the ground. I'd have to try to like handcuff you. I'd try to like, and so. And when the Bible says, when the God says, take your thoughts captive, it's actually wrestling them to the ground. It's not like, oh, it popped in, I'm going to kick it out. It doesn't happen like that. You actually have to take that thing. You're like, okay, is it a God thought or an enemy thought?
Yeah.
Not of God. Okay, kick it out. No, I am powerful. Yes. I am strong. The Lord says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you start reciting all those verses that you wrote down and that you've internalized, and you use the word of God to combat and get rid of those
And that
thoughts.
Step is so important, because if you just arrest the thought, take it captive, mm-hmm. it's a violent act to be like, no, I do not receive that. You are not allowed to take root in my heart or my mind. You are out of here in Jesus' name. A lot of people stop at that. Mm-hmm. They just think rebuking the thought and resisting it is enough. But the replacing is everything.
Yeah.
Because we're all really good as ladies at rehearsing the wrong stories, right? And the wrong thoughts. So if you do not replace it with a God thought, with the truth, until you actually believe it, it'll keep... There is no possible way that rehearsing of the wrong thought is going to go away.
Yeah.
It just, you lay in bed at night, don't you, ladies? And you think about what that person said you or called you or how you were misrepresented or this or that. You've got to not just reject it. You have to replace it with the truth. And you keep rehearsing it and you keep repeating it until it becomes your truth, because it is the truth.
And it may take you 6 months. It may take you a year. Yeah. I mean, some of the things that I've overcome, I mean, literally have like years.
Yeah.
And you do that, and it's just, your mind gets really strong. You get really good at reciting the right verses, and then you start to slowly see your life shift.
Wow.
And it's a slow process. It's not like it's instantaneous. Yay, it's over. It's a process.
It's a process, ladies. So don't be discouraged. I mean, many of you know my testimony, but I was a total psycho. And my past was very difficult, and lots of terrible things happened, and I had a spirit of fear. I was extremely insecure. I couldn't get through the day with probably 100 thoughts that were just completely untrue, completely exaggerated, you know, just those fearful thoughts. And what if he cheats on me, and what if this, and what if that, and all these things. Like, my brain was just on overload all the time with all these fearful thoughts. And I literally, it's so funny, because as you were sharing your steps, those are the exact same steps that God showed me to overcome this. The first thing I had to do was obviously get prayer and get set free from those spirits of fear. You got to deal with the stronghold and break that off. But then it's not, sometimes people, you know, instantly are free, but a lot of times we've trained ourselves to think one way. For me, it was, when was it? It was our first year marriage, so I was 31. You know, so 31 years of operating under under a way to deal with fearful thoughts, I had to retrain how I processed those thoughts. And it's the captivating them, taking them, you know, arresting them, rejecting them, replacing them with the truth. And I honestly probably, because I was so, like, crazy, I had to do it. It was probably every 3 minutes. I felt like I was just... I couldn't live a normal life. And it was, I felt like it was like every 3 to 5 minutes for the first couple weeks. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, now it's just like a couple times a day. And then it's once a day. And then it's like a week goes by. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm completely free from that spirit of fear and all of those things that were in my mind, limiting my life, destroying my life. So, and now I don't even recognize who I am. Like now I'm overly confident. I am. And things that used to intimidate me or make me, you know, I'd get really fearful again. Yeah. Like, of any attractive person, like any attractive woman, I was like, you are the enemy. You're going to steal my husband, which he never did anything to make me think that. It was just all up here. Now I'd be like, oh my gosh, babe, she's so attractive. Like, I'm like, why am I pointing out attractive women to my husband? But I'm like, I'm just not confident. I just think I've just overcome all that. I'm an entirely different person. But it didn't happen overnight.
No.
So we don't want you to give up, ladies. We don't want you to give up.
And the last step is do it scared.
Oh, yes.
So the biggest thing, what labels keep you from, what we talked about earlier, was keeping you from your destiny, right?
Wow.
So what is it that those labels that you've had over your life all this time, what have they been keeping you from doing? So now it's time to go ahead and jump into that and do it scared.
Do it scared.
Just know that you're not going to be perfect. Nothing's perfect. It's a process. But you just do it because your miracle and other people's miracles are probably on the other side of whatever those labels have been keeping you from doing.
Amen. Amen. We were celebrating my boys' birthday, and my 12-year-old, they noticed that one of the little boys wasn't listening to me. And so I saw my 12-year-old pull aside this kid in the hot tub, and he says, if you're going to be at my house, you better listen to my mom.
I
just overheard. I was like, oh my God, like proud mom moment. And so afterwards I said, oh, I overheard and I'm so, so proud of you. And he goes, mom, I was so scared. I didn't want to do it, but I was so mad that he wasn't listening to you. And he goes, so this is what I do, mom. Whenever I have to do something and I'm scared, I count down from 10 and then I just do it. And he counted down from 10 in the hot tub before he confronted his friend.
I was like,
that is such a good strategy.
That is so good.
It, when I hit zero, I'm going. You know, it's like 10, 9, 8, boom. You know, do it afraid. Well done.
So good.
Incredible advice. I think these steps will help these women just break those labels and break this cycle. And I know before you were sharing with me that God gave you a vision. I think it was last night or this morning.
Yeah.
And so I would love to close this session with Amy sharing this powerful vision with you. And then we just want to pray over you, everyone listening. And we're just praying you're going to be ministered to wherever you're at and wherever you are watching. So share this beautiful vision with the girls.
All right. So the Lord showed me last night, and I was just literally almost in tears because I could see that there were going to be people that were going to be delivered from these labels.
Yeah.
And it just picture a bird, a beautiful, beautiful bird. And this bird should be flying in the sky and doing exactly what God created it to do, what God created her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, this bird was like her wings were splayed out on the ground. Oh. And she was on the ground face down. And she had these straps over her. And there was like a nail almost like in the ground holding it down. So there were all these straps all over her. And each strap had a name. And each name was a label.
Wow.
It was, I'm stupid, not good enough, fat, all the different, like everything that we talked about, dyslexic, ADHD, you know, cancer, all the different sickness, all the different labels.
Yes.
And it was keeping this bird from flying. And this bird was designed to soar at the greatest heights, to be majestic, to do swan-like dives and all these beautiful things. And she couldn't because these labels were keeping her tied down to the ground.
Wow. It's so powerful. She has the ability to fly.
Yes.
She just has the sealing of the labels.
She was designed to do that.
And the second those labels are cut off, she's free.
Yeah.
So we want to pray over you that those labels would be cut off and you would literally start the freedom journey today. So pray over the beautiful ladies, Amy, and I'm going to agree with you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank you, Father, for the ladies that are watching here today, the ladies that are watching the replay. We just thank you, Father, that you are delivering them from their labels. We command all labels, everything that has been placed on them, everything that, whether they've done it or other people, we command them to go right now in the name of Jesus. We just cancel them. We bind them. We cast them off. We thank you, Father, for scales falling off eyes. We thank you, Lord, for ceilings being removed.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that for women that are stepping into their calling and their destiny, Father, we see women stepping into the fullness, the heights, so that they are able to soar the way you created them to soar, Father. I thank you, Lord, that these five easy steps, Father, that you will use them to free mm-hmm. these girls, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we can walk in the fullness of what you have for us. I thank you, Lord, that there's just going to be a new skip in people's hearts tonight. Yes. I thank you, Lord, that they will dream new dreams tonight. Amen. I thank you, Lord, that they will wake up refreshed. And some people that haven't been sleeping for a long time will sleep now. In the name of Jesus, we command spirits that are keeping people awake at night to go right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, we thank you, Father, for sleep. We thank you, Lord, for increase of your provision over your girls, Father. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord, that we can quiet those voices. We yes. command them to stop right now in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, that you go before us. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us a heart mm-hmm. for the future. I thank you, Lord, that we are actually guiding the future in our kids and those that we surround ourselves with, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for the heart of mm-hmm. these women. I thank you, Lord, that it's going to come alive again. I thank you, Lord, for dreams coming alive again, Father. I thank you, Lord, for dreaming new dreams. I thank you, Lord, for just peace for these ladies, Father. Peace that passes all understanding, yes. Father. I thank you, Lord, for new levels of fresh anointing over them and fresh oil over their lives, that they just can feel your presence right now, Father, and that they know that they are being ministered to, Father, and then they know that you have created them for more, Father. I thank you, Lord, for labels leaving right yes. now in the name yes. of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amy, thank you so much. You are just so wonderful, and thank you for your story and your courage to share it and for impacting all these beautiful ladies. Well, Cherished Girls, we will see you next Thursday for another amazing Cherished Conversation. God bless. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.